It's 533 downtown WZON, The Pulse. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here with you. You can follow us on Twitter at Downtown Rich K. Oh, we're on the Facebooks too, Downtown with Rich Kimble, the website, downtownwithrichkimble.com. And we do bar mitzvahs and birthday parties too, if you're interested. Right now, though, it's time to talk some Boston sports. And to do that, we are joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Maine native Boston legend Gary Tanguay of Comcast SportsNet New England.
Yeah, legend is just a kind word for has-been, so be careful.
Stop it. Stop it. You're at the peak of your career.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, great.
Seriously, I mean, there's
what's going on?
Who are the young guys coming to knock you off your throne? I don't see it.
Oh, there's a long line, believe me.
But you got your hair cut now, and you look so young.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. I let it grow. It's my midlife crisis. I can't afford a Porsche. I'm too ugly to have an affair, and so I let my hair grow. And, you know, some people, especially those who don't have any hair left, are extremely jealous.
Do you want to name any names there?
Oh, you know, Minahan. I mean, Callahan has to get a transplant, for God's sake. You know, they throw darts, and, you know, it's all envy.
I understand. So what I want to know, you're a guy, you're younger than me, I know that much, and you're still in great shape. So I wondered, are you getting advice from this Alex Guerrero?
Yeah, I took the NeuroSafe, and I banged my head against the wall 150 times. And you know what? No concussion.
Feels fine.
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I think I'm Batman, but other than that, it's a very dangerous, slippery slope. You know, I believe that Guerrero has value when it comes to getting Brady ready for the field. It seems to work for him. Tom's in great shape. He's playing great. As you get older, you change your workout routine. You know, I mean, I get it. But there's a lot of guys out there like Guerrero who do this. Instead of lifting weights, players are, you know, doing yoga. And it's all about muscle elasticity and massages and muscle manipulation and all that. And I get it. But what Brady's got to be careful is he cannot endorse things like he did in 2011, like this concussion medicine, you know, that prevents concussions
right.
And helps heal concussions. And, you know, Tom says, I believe in it. I use it. I think it protects my brain. And then the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, says, don't do this. So that's where I think it gets dangerous for Tom.
Well, a small bump in the road the way this season has gone so far. A team has been absolutely on fire, and now a game that I got to think somewhere deep in the offices at Gillette, they've had circled for months now, this matchup with Indy.
Yeah, you know, Rich, I mean, that's true, but what I think Bill does better than obviously Rex Ryan is, yes, there are grudge games, and there's no doubt that Bill and Josh and Tom, when given the opportunity in the fourth quarter, they're going to shove it down Grigson's throat, the GM for the Colts. They are going to, you know, rub their noses into the turf, no doubt. But it never gets in the way of business. You know, Rex comes out, and he's all gung-ho, and his guys are all emotional, and they're fired up in Buffalo, and they get 20 penalties, and they're not playing that great. They're undisciplined, and the emotion gets in the way of the mission. You know, what the Patriots do not do is they don't let that emotion get in the way. And I think that kind of goes unnoticed. You know, I mean, Brady is, you know, they remain composed. I mean, they stick to the task at hand, get the win, readjust. If they throw something at you like Dallas did, it doesn't, you know, which state's not working, figure something out, do this, boom, 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 boom. Then, you know, then in Indy, you know, say you're in the fourth quarter and you're up by 30, you say, let's put up two more and really put it to these suckers. You know, so I kind of think that it's really easy for emotion to throw you off your game, and they don't do that. They don't let that happen.
We're talking to Gary Tanguay, Comcast SportsNet New England. So, Gary, see if you can guess the answer to this question. Which Indianapolis media personality that we've had on the show before, when we reached out to him today, said he was, thank you, but no, he did not want to do anything with us.
Oh, Doyle.
Yeah, Greg Doyle. Imagine that.
Yeah. You know, here's my problem with him. I mean, he's a poor excuse for a journalist. Look, it's all about, Rich, it's not the way it was way back in the day when we started, where it's about, you know, everybody's going to have two sources and everything's with, you know,
right,
integrity. Now it's about having opinions and having a hot take. That's what people want. That's what people get. That's what you have to deliver. And this guy, he throws everything out there, and he attacks everybody, as do I. You want to come at me, that's fine. I'll take it. I mean, look on Twitter. I get people yelling at me all the time. That's what people want. They want debate. This guy ducks it. He runs from it. He's a coward. You know, if you're going to go out, Shaughnessy's in the office with me tonight. I mean, Dan Shaughnessy, he has written some of the best columns. He has attacked the biggest player, and criticized the biggest players, and he shows up in the locker room. He's there. He's accountable. Doyle is not. That dude is a coward.
I'm with you. And, boy, you slammed him earlier this year when you had him on, and, well, you gave it to him pretty good, and he didn't have much to say.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to play the game, you know, play the game. You know, don't sit there and go, well, you know, I'm not really going to stoop to this level. And, you know, you got to, if you're going to criticize, if you're going to go after people, if you're going to go after a Dan Shaughnessy, if you're going to go after the Patriots, if you're going to go after Belichick for calling a legal offense against the Baltimore Ravens, legal, and as we found out on the NFL network special, that do your job, that he checked with the league to make sure that everybody was on board with the ineligible, running back Vereen. And then this guy, Doug, still says that he has a problem with it. And then he runs from me. What a stupid opinion. It's legal. He out-coached the Ravens. It's legal. How can anybody have a problem with something that's legal? If you say something asinine, that it is illegal, that it's unethical, and then you run from that and you won't defend yourself and you won't take the heat, you know, I have no respect for you. None.
All right, let's move on to another topic here. Boston Bruins. Oh, it's early, sure, but they're just awful. Is Claude in some trouble?
Yeah, I think he is. It's not his fault. At least he should be blamed for this. I think you can look in the past where Claude hasn't endeared himself to the young players, so it's catching up with them. As you know, I think Haggerty pointed out, you know, they may clean house and start over here if things don't get better. And maybe it's time for that. You know, they had three top 10 draft picks who aren't there anymore, Tyler Seguin, Phil Kessel, and Dougie Hamilton left. You know, and that's on them. They did not develop those players. Sagan's a tough guy. I don't know if he's ever going to be a winner. But the fact is they had three top 10 picks that should be paying dividends now, and they're elsewhere. And that's the prior administration's fault. That's Claude's fault. You know, so, you know, now they're going to have to rebuild, I think. Look, Chara's old. Seidenberg's broken down. They have no scoring on the right wing on the top line. I mean, hey, they had a good run. They won a chance. They won a cup. They got back and they lost to Chicago. So now it's time to rebuild. You know, and those three top 10 picks that are elsewhere—that's the problem. That's coming back to haunt them.
What's happened to Jared Sullinger? Why has his star fallen so much?
I'm not a Sullinger guy. I think he is a bit of a diva. I think he thinks he's better than he is. He claimed that he lost weight in the off season, or at least that was the Instagram story or the Twitter story, and he showed up to a media day, and I really couldn't tell the difference. I think that they would like to move him. I just don't think he buys into the team concept. I think he has the ability, and I think they want him to be in better shape, but I don't think he buys into what Brad Stevens is selling. And if you're not going to buy into it, you know, it's just not going to work. You know, because you take a look at this team, Rich, there's no star on this team. Obviously, there's no franchise player. So you got to play complete team basketball just to make the playoffs. And everybody's got to be on board with their role. And I think that Jared believes he's better than he is. And that's not going to fly with his coach.
Gary, before we let you go, Cubs leading today, chance to wrap up that series with St. Louis. If Theo wins a world championship with the Cubs after doing it with the Red Sox, is he a lock for the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yeah, I did. What is it, like 86, so that's like 190-something years of reversing the curse?
Yeah, well, 86 and 107, yeah. 193
years. Yeah, you know,
years.
I mean, absolutely. And I think that it makes John Henry look like a fool. It really does. I mean, come on. You had this guy. you know, and he won two with you, then he goes and he wins another one with the Cubs? That's not luck. That's talent. And he's gone, you know, and, you know, it's that it would be just a shame. Just a shame. I mean, I hope he wins. I'm rooting like hell for him.
Me too.
So he can rub it in Henry's face.
Absolutely. Arbella Early Edition, you've got Dan Shaughnessy. Who else tonight?
Gasper, the wordsmith, will be in tonight.
Fabulous.
Some
we'll Bruins be tuned
talk.
In.
Do a little talk with the Red Sox, what Dombrowski had to say. And Hanley Ramirez, we're told, is on vacation, going on a two-week vacation. It's well-deserved because he works so hard.
Oh, yes, season, yeah. You know? How can
we'll
tell?
We'll talk about that in the Colts Pats. It's all coming up at 6:30, Richie.
How can you tell when Hanley's on vacation? How's that different?
It's a great point. You don't know. He was on vacation in left field for the entire season.
Maybe just wears a different hat, that's all.
Maybe.
Gary, thanks as always, sir. We'll check in with you again soon.
Rich, thanks, buddy. I'll see you later.
Gary Tanguay, Comcast SportsNet New England.